What's going on, Pool Chasers? Today is Sunday, April 28th, and welcome to this week's Flash Briefing. As always, you can find everything discussed in our show notes, or you can visit poolchasers.com and click on this week's Flash Briefing. If you have some exciting news you want to share with us, you can click the link in our notes and complete the form. Easy as that. All right, let's go. All right, soldiers of the pool industry, National Pool Opening Day was yesterday, Saturday, April 27th. I hope you're all prepared for a busy, hot, and profitable season. J-Max Plumbing has some exciting news. After helping pool products develop the perfect pool return, it's finally here. Here's the founder of J-Max, Justin Bowie, on Instagram, sharing more of the details.
I'm Justin with J-Max Plumbing. Today, I'm going to share with you a new product that's come out recently. What's really cool about this product is pool came to us about a year ago. We were doing some R&D on a new drain they were bringing to market. We had a conversation with the guys over there, and we had a unique problem that we were seeing on overflow pools. We needed a solution, and together we came up with this product. This is a high flow, low turbulence overflow return. It's built very similar to their new drains that just came out on the market as well, which are also awesome. And basically what this does is it replaces the old types of return fittings that we would use to get return water back to a pool. I'm talking overflow pools, vanishing edges, 360 spill spas. What we would do in the past is we would stub plumbing in, sort of like a suction in the wall. They would cover it with suction grates. Or on a big overflow pool where we had very high volume, we would do an array of 1-inch penetrations that would get trimmed with eyeball fittings. It was just big, ugly. This just takes it down to a very compact design. This can handle, I believe it's 250 gallons a minute. It makes minimal to no turbulence as the water comes out into the pool, and it's beautiful. The only thing you will see when this is finished in the wall of this pool is this 1-inch by 34-inch opening. It just will look like a black line in the edge of the pool. It almost disappears in almost every color surface. And this gets filled with interior. You can take the screw off and remove this to access the pressure test plug that's inside. Super clean, tucks in at 34 inches wide. It's much better than having two 12-inch suction grates or an array of 1-inch eyeballs. Like I said, they have a drain to match. So if you want to pair it up with a drain in the pool, you got two products that look exactly the same. Other benefits are obviously not having a cover. You don't have to worry about like a pebble tray on like a pebble top drain. Nothing like that that might crack later or might change colors. This is just shot in the wall. And also another cool feature is you fill with pebble. If something ever did happen, you can reverse it and it becomes plastic and it's still very low profile. Again, almost disappears in the wall. This particular project, this is a perimeter overflow, huge pool, spa, multiple vessels. We've got about six of these total on this whole project. So very excited about it. The fact that we got to work with them and help them bring it to life is great. We're very excited.
If you want to learn more or purchase, you can visit jmaxplumbing.com and click on the tab that says pool. There are installation videos, downloadable PDFs, brochures, and more. Not only can JMax ship these to you, but they offer a local pickup if you are in the Phoenix area. To learn more, click the link in our show notes. On Wednesday, May 1st, representatives from the Florida Swims Foundation and the Florida Swimming Pool Association, also known as the FSPA, and State Senator Travis Hudson will celebrate the newly signed Swim Lesson Voucher Program bill. This appearance will be open to the press and serve as an official kickoff to National Water Safety Month, which takes place annually in May. The Swim Lesson Voucher Program bill, SB 544, was recently signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The new law is responsible for creating a swim lesson voucher program for families with young children to use throughout Florida. Under the provisions of this law, any Florida family with children 4 years of age or younger can qualify for swim lesson vouchers, which cover or offset the cost of swim lessons. Click the link in our show notes to read the full article by Pool Magazine. Philadelphia's Schuylkill River could soon undergo a transformation with the introduction of the West Philly Waterfront Project by the University City District. This initiative, situated adjacent to 30th Street Station, aims to inject energy into the city's landscape through a mix of recreational and entertainment offerings. Spanning the area between Chestnut and Market Streets along Schuylkill Avenue, the West Philly Waterfront is envisioned to encompass features like a beach, a slide, a public pool, and an entertainment venue. UCD's proposal emphasizes practicality with plans for swimming classes, lifeguard training, and swim meets complemented by natural landscaping and shaded areas for comfort during warmer months. A small sinkhole that appeared in the parking lot of the Rock Creek Golf Course on historic Route 66 just outside of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, has turned into a much larger project than originally anticipated. City project manager Mike Russell said he was first told about the sinkhole late last week. It was about 10 inches in diameter, he said. You couldn't really see in it. It was a hole, but it went straight down. Russell said that when they set out to fill the hole, they hit the wall of the old swimming pool. Russell, who is not originally from Sepulpa, didn't even know the pool existed. At the same time, they realized what had caused the sinkhole in the first place. While excavating, they found lumber, portions of telephone poles, and an old tire rim. It wasn't trash really, but it was somebody's leftover materials. Russell said the wood materials used to fill the pool had over the years decomposed and begun to break down, creating space in the ground and causing the sinkhole. He added that he was surprised by how well the pool had withstood the test of time, buried under the dirt, rubble, and asphalt. "We could have finished digging, resealed it, and started using the pool tomorrow," he said. "There was not a single crack." Millions of international tourists will visit Paris for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Most of the swim racing events will take place in two grand watery stadiums. The Paris La Défense Arena, the largest indoor sporting venue in Europe, will host competitive swimming and water polo, while the new aquatic center will stage diving and artistic swimming. The brand new Olympic pools will be the centerpiece of both arenas, where there is sure to be the most epic competitions at the Summer Olympics. After all, Olympic swimming has traditionally been dominated by athletes representing the United States who have won over 250 gold medals. Here's a few specs about Olympic swimming pools. How long is an Olympic swimming pool? An Olympic swimming pool is 50 meters long, or about 164 feet, around the same width as a football field. There's a little wiggle room, however, for touch pads at the starting end and turning end of the pool, allowing for a maximum of 50.030 meters. During the competitive swimming heats at the Olympics, you'll see the four primary types of swim strokes: butterfly, freestyle, backstroke, and breaststroke. Then there's the mixed medley race, showcasing all four styles in a single event. The pool must be big enough to accommodate a variety of skills and distances, from 50 meter races to 1500 meter events. How deep is an Olympic swimming pool? The Olympics adhere to strict rules about their competitive long pools. According to FINA, the minimum depth for a long swimming pool must be 2 meters at 6.5 feet, but 3 meters, 9.5 feet, are recommended to provide the best environment. Diving is a different story, however, and requires a deeper pool so athletes can safely drop from platforms as high as 32 feet, or 10 meters, above the ground, roughly the height of a three-story building. For all diving pools, FINA recommends a minimum depth of 5 meters, or 16 feet. How much water is an Olympic swimming pool? A 50-meter pool with a minimum depth of 2 meters requires 660,000 gallons of water. No matter what type of pool, long pools or diving pools, during the competition, the water level is kept constant with very little inflow or outflow to avoid any currents or turbulence. The pool at Paris La Défense will be constructed from the ground up on the arena's floor. The opening ceremony will be on July 26. You can catch all the coverage on Peacock and NBC. Swimming pools in Central Texas are cracking and draining because of concrete cancer. Here is KVUE ABC News for Austin, Texas.
If you've had a pool built during the last 7 years or have plans to build one, you might want to listen up. The KVU defenders discovered a hidden defect in potentially thousands of pools built right here in Central Texas.
It's commonly known as concrete cancer, and it's costing families their backyard dreams and pool builders their entire business. Here's investigative reporter Darrenisha Heron.
No, all have to get dug up.
Dug up and removed because AJ's heaven turned into a hell of a problem.
I mean, there's cracks every single part of it.
And now they're suing their pool builder, Premier Pools and Spas, and Hotcrete, the concrete subcontractor, for negligence and breach of contract for defective work. The pool cost $115,000. According to the lawsuit, within a month of completion, they noticed cracking, distress, and leaking in the walls of the pool, which the company attempted to fix.
And this wall was completely repaired and then redone again, and it all recracked again within 6 months.
They say calcium built up around the cracks in their pool, and more leaky cracks appeared and caused flooding.
It's all separating itself from the pool, going through the luter, all the way to the house. And that's when I started to freak out.
AJ says the pool was losing water so fast, they eventually drained it before it drained them.
I mean, I don't think that we even realized how much water we were losing until
the bill.
The couple says months later, the builder told them their pool has alkali silica reaction, or ASR, also known as concrete cancer. We reached out to Premier Pools and Spas and Hotcrete for comment. Premier responded saying the Miller's pool was built by an Austin franchise that closed down, but in a statement wrote in part, quote, "We feel for all homeowners and business owners that are feeling the effects," end quote. Hotcrete did not respond, but in its answer to the Miller's lawsuit, denied any wrongdoing. Experts say ASR happens when concrete isn't mixed properly and lacks a material called fly ash. Water actually makes the concrete expand and crack. And in most cases, the only way to fix it is to demolish and completely rebuild at double, even triple, the original cost of construction. Attorney Michael Williams represents clients on all sides of this issue, pool customers and contractors.
This is not just affecting pool owners. Most of these pool builders do not pour their own concrete. They hire subs to do the concrete.
3 years ago, there were 90% of Central Texas builders that had no idea what this was.
Veteran pool builder Bo Barnett says in recent years, concrete cancer has been found in pools built between 2017 and 2023. Barnett's company, KB Custom Pools, has won almost more awards than his office can hold.
We lost the confidence of our clients because we did two or three repairs and all of them failed.
Barnett says he's facing nearly two dozen lawsuits and his company is filing for bankruptcy.
The fear of losing my ability to provide for my family has been the biggest problem. That and seeing the heartache that this phenomenon has caused my clients.
The KV Defenders found hundreds of lawsuits filed against pool construction companies and concrete contractors in our area. Barnett and Attorney Williams believe there are potentially thousands of affected pools.
I think that what's going on right now is the tip of the iceberg.
Pool industry veterans like Barnett say if you're hiring a pool builder, make sure the concrete company can prove they're using the right concrete mix.
Join Aqua together with Pentair on Wednesday, May 15th at 2 p.m. Central Time to hear tips on filter cartridge replacement and ask questions during the Q&A. To sign up, visit the link in our show notes. Pool Brain was recently on the Rule Your Pool podcast by Arenda. They discussed the pains of running a large pool service business, lack of data, the power of checklists, growing versus scaling, and of course, the integration of PoolBrain and the Arenda calculator. This is a great episode, and I highly recommend giving it a listen. Pro Pool Inspectors is changing the game in pool inspections, offering a two-day training course that eliminates the guesswork. Designed by industry leaders, this course teaches you everything from conducting thorough inspections to leveraging a specialized pool inspection software and business strategies that elevate your operations. This April, join them in person on the 11th and 12th, or the 25th through the 26th, or opt in for remote sessions on May 9th through the 10th and 23rd through the 24th, all accessible from wherever you are. Plus, don't miss their half-day marketing class on May 8th, available online. Open to all skill levels, but hurry, spots are limited. To learn more, visit propoolinspectors.com. Lastly, a nod to Lion Financial, as highlighted in Pool Spa News. Brian Giuliano from Giuliano's Pools credits a significant part of his business success to offering financing through Lion Financial. This partnership has enabled clients to add luxurious features to their projects, ensuring timely completion and enhancing customer satisfaction. For more on how financing can propel your business, head over to lionfinancial.net, or we will leave a link so you can read the article. Pool Industry Podcasts. Pool Chasers Podcast, Episode 270, Becoming a Pentair Heater and Automation Expert by Reading and Warranty Repairs with Matthew Horowitz. Poolside Perspectives Podcast, Episode 29, Outdoor Living Design with Danny Wang for Homeowners. Rule Your Pool Podcast by Arenda. Scaling Up Your Pool Business with Pool Brain plus Arenda with Adam Beach. Pool Guy Podcast Show has some new episodes. Pool Surface Types Overview and Cautions. Failed Pool Products. Best Suction Cleaner for Your Pool Surface Type. Effective Marketing to Expand Your Pool Service. Revved Up Apparel Pro Jerseys with Owner Don Douglas. Talking Pools Podcast has new episodes. Operating with Cash Flow Problems with Peter, Shane, and Lee. Driving Sales During Normalization with Dan Lenz. Predicting Student CPO Success. Pool Industry Challenges with Rudy and Andrea. The Deep End Pool Podcast, Episode 122. Teach Your Child to Swim, Safe Splash Swim Schools. Pool School Podcast, How Much Shock Should You Add to Your Pool? Quote of the Week, Before Anything Else, Preparation is the Key to Success, Alexander Bell. Pools and Culture. With higher than usual rainfall this winter, most people from Paris by now are sick of getting soaked, but Michael Kors is hoping the shimmering turquoise waters of a swimming pool will bring visitors to its pop-up in the mood for a vacation, preferably with its new Kobe bag. It's part of a new creative direction for the secondary label, which celebrates its 20th anniversary this year and is targeting a new generation of aspirational shoppers with a more elevated product offering as part of a broader effort to rev up the Michael Kors business following 2 years of stalled growth. A British man ran a distance of 1 mile through the water in a swimming pool in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record. Adam Lopez, 37, ran 63 laps in the 82-foot pool at Nuffield Health in Norwich, England on Tuesday with a time of 35 minutes and 24 seconds. Lopez bested the current Guinness World Record by 4.5 minutes, but evidence from his attempt still needs to be reviewed by officials before becoming official. Well, that's a wrap for this week's News Flash Briefing. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.